Mining is a boom and bust business. Case in point, the tin market, which collapsed back in 1985 but has enjoyed a rebound over the years. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports on how demand for consumer electronics may help revive the abandoned South Crofty tin mine in the English county of Cornwall.
Cornwall's a rugged peninsula that juts out into the Atlantic, and tin mining's been a part of life here for thousands of years. It even spawned popular novels, a couple of BBC series, about this fictional British soldier named Poldark. He returns from the American Revolutionary War to reopen his family's tin mine.
My friends, when my father closed this mine 20 years ago, he little thought it would have a future. Today, with your help, we aim to prove him wrong.
Now, life is imitating art as miners are trying to reopen an abandoned mine here that dates back to the 1600s. Paul Solomon's drilling blasting holes into the mine wall for explosives. And over the years, the tin bust here, it's forced him and other Cornish miners to find all kinds of other work.
I went commercial fishing, then ended up in building trade. I went logging.
Now, he's working for Strongbow Exploration, Vancouver-based company, which is trying to bring this old mine back to life. It's not going to be easy because, as you can hear, there's a ton of water down here. Oh, and Myelop is Strongbow's chief operating officer.
They closed the mine and they switched the pumps off. It took about 3 years for the mine to fill with water. In total, the mine contains around 8 to 10 million cubic meters of water.
How are you going to get it out?
We're going to get it out by putting submersible pumps into the main shaft and drawing the water out through a straw, essentially.
Myelop says they can pump 10 Olympic swimming pools worth of water out each day, but it's going to take up to 2 years. Why go to so much trouble for a mine that's far older than America? Myelop says it's all about demand, because demand for tin has nearly doubled in the past 2 decades.
We've seen a boom in the amount of electronic equipment that people have in their homes, and every single piece of electronics needs solder to glue the components to circuit boards.
That solder, as we Americans call it, used to be made with lead. Now, most of it is made with tin and goes into everything from iPhones to laptops. Traditional tin mining countries like Indonesia and China are producing less. And since early 2016, the price of tin has risen from $13,000 a ton to around $20,000. If South Crofty reopens, Owen Myelop says there'll be 300 new mining jobs in one of England's poorest regions. Across the street outside of a supermarket, people are skeptical.
I can't see it happening because, as I said, they've tried it so many times.
David Victor's 75 and he used to mine tin. He's seen past attempts to open South Crofty fail.
But I suppose it depends on the economics and the shortage of tin supply from other places.
Back underground in the flooded mine, Paul Solomon's pretty hopeful. He was part of a team that tried to reopen the mine years ago.
Things are looking better this time.
Why did it not work the first time, if I may ask?
I think it's all down to money.
Are you more optimistic this time around?
Yes, definitely. I want this to see me out now.
Solomon hopes to finish his working days here as men had for thousands of years, mining tin. But first, he's got to get South Crofty up and running again. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Cornwall.